The Secrets of Midwives by Sally Hepworth. Read for you by Alison Larkin. One. Never. I suppose you could say I was born to be a midwife. Three generations of women in my family have devoted their lives to bringing babies into the world. The work was in my blood. But my path wasn't as obvious as that. I wasn't my mother, a basket-weaving hippie who rejoiced in the magic of new, precious life. I wasn't my grandmother. Wise, no-nonsense, with a strong belief in the power of natural birth. I didn't even particularly like babies. No, for me, the decision to become a midwife had nothing to do with babies, and everything to do with mothers. On the queen-sized bed, Eleanor's body curved itself into a perfect C. I crept up farther between her legs and pressed my palm against her baby's head. Labor had been fast and furious, and I wasn't taking any chances. Eleanor's babies liked to catch us off guard. I'd almost dropped her first son, Arthur, when he decided to make a sudden entrance as Eleanor rocked over a birthing ball. She barely had time to gasp before he began to crown, and we all had to rush into position. Her second son, Felix, was born in the birthing pool 5 minutes after I'd sent Susan, my birth assistant, on break. This time I was going to be ready. You're nearly there. I pushed a sweaty strand of hair off Eleanor's temple. Your baby will be born with the next contraction. Eleanor squeezed her husband's hand. As usual, Frank had been silent, reverent even. Dads varied enormously on their level of involvement. Some adopted the poses of their wives and girlfriends, panting and pushing along with them. Others became so fixated on whatever small task they had been assigned, be it working the iPod or keeping the cup of ice chips full, they nearly missed the birth entirely. I had a soft spot for the reverent ones. They knew they were in the presence of something special. The baby's head turned to the right, and Eleanor began to moan. The room fired with energy. "Okay," I said. "You ready?" Eleanor dropped her chin to her chest. Susan stood at my side as I eased the shoulders out, first one, then the other, until only the baby's legs remained inside. "Would you like to reach down and pull your baby out, Eleanor?" Eleanor's sons had come too quickly to do this, but I was glad she'd get the chance now. Of all the ways a baby could be delivered, this was my favorite. It seemed only right that, after all the work a mother did during labor, her hands should bring her baby into the world. A ghost of a smile appeared on Eleanor's face. "Really? Really?" I said. "We're ready when you are." I nodded at Susan, who stood ready to catch the baby if it fell. But it wouldn't. In the 10 years I'd been delivering babies, I'd never seen a child slip from its mother's grip. I watched as Eleanor pulled the black-haired baby from her body and lay it against her heart, pink, slippery, and perfect. The cry was good and strong, music to a midwife's ears. "Ah, how about that?" I said. "It's a girl." Eleanor cried and laughed at once. "A girl! It's a girl, Frank!" She was a good size, 10 fingers, 10 toes. Eleanor cradled her baby, still attached via cord, with the perfect balance of tenderness and protection. Frank stood beside them, awe lining his features. I'd seen that look before, but it never got old. His wife had just become more amazing, more miraculous. Susan beckoned Frank for